What is it that makes what we consider to be normally good people do incredibly horrifically bad things? You know, people who have kids and they take their kids to little league practice and the tumbling, and they have jobs and they go to bake sales and they go to church every Sunday and they don't break the laws. And yet, for some reason, those very same people, people who would consider themselves to be part of the moral majority. And yet these same people not only support, but actually rejoice and celebrate in political evil in the form of Donald Trump. It's a really wild phenomenon that happens periodically on the political stage in history, but happens all the time in little instances. And it's really amazing. I think probably the first time that it struck me is when I was a little boy, maybe 10 or 11 years old, and WTTW in Chicago late at night would play some of the video or film footage of the concentration camps. Later, I would learn that a lot of this footage was used at the Nuremberg trials. And I remember just being struck that people were capable of doing that. How could they do that? And these people went to church, and, you know, what was it that led to that? You know, Eric Voegelin, a political philosopher that I enjoy very much, wrote a great book called Hitler and the Germans that kind of takes a look at that particular manifestation of this phenomenon. And it's a pretty interesting tale. You know, people were looking for ways to get around the fact that they themselves did bad and did evil. And so they wanted to convince themselves that they were just fooled, or that he was a mad genius, and all of these kinds of things. And like Eric Voegelin says in there, the one thing that they're not considering in looking back at how that could have taken place is that maybe the people themselves were... had intellectual and moral rottenness, is how he puts it. And it's amazing that I watched this phenomenon happen with the mega cult over the years. And it's just really, really striking, fascinating, and frightening all at the same time. To watch these people who we would consider to be normally good people actually support and actually take delight and celebrate in, as Tucker Carlson put it in a private text message, a demonic force. And it's really wild to watch. Voegelin has a thing called nos pathology, is what he calls it. And this is people's ability to look right at evil and somehow just embrace it. There's a lot of little ways people try to get around this. And I bring this up in my live streams a lot. And someone had asked the question, if we are morally decadent for supporting Trump, do I feel the same way about Biden supporters? And that is an interesting question for sure. There are some differences there for sure. Of course, everybody, I think that would be a question of degree of potency. So for example, it's interesting somebody would ask that question in response to my question of what is it that makes good people, normally good people, do some incredibly bad things. That's an interesting way to respond to that. And what that is, actually, it's an intellectual swindle that is looking for a moral escape route so it doesn't have to deal with their support of Trump, is what that is. But we can unpack that a little bit because it is an interesting question. So one of the qualitative distinctions that I would make between the mega, which is kind of a cult-like in a lot of ways, and people that are voting for Biden, is that the people that are going to vote for Biden, if he does indeed, in fact, run, are holding their nose to the polling booth. They don't have this loyal, dedicated support of this dude. They just assume seeing him gone, and most Democrats would like to, well, as a matter of fact, if you add up all the people on the Republicans, if there's an off-ramp provided, polling data shows that most people would take the off-ramp away from Trump as well. So there is that difference there. But yeah, anytime somebody votes for evil, but we're not talking about the same kind of evils here, though. Well, we're talking about Donald Trump lied to the American people, intentionally lied and perpetrated a fraud in order to attempt to steal and overturn a legal election. And it's just an incredible plot that we're all seeing now come to play. I think yesterday, one of the first people in the Georgia case has now flipped, and you'll see things like that continue. All of that is coming to light. Biden, more Kim and his son and criminal and all that shit that those people do, it's disgusting, and they need held account for it. But it's really comparing apples to oranges on many fronts. And the reason you even ask that kind of question, a lot of people ask this, it's the third thing people do when they don't have arguments. They make derailments in other topics. What about Hillary's emails and all of this other kind of stuff? And it doesn't matter what the topic is. This is one of three things people do, is they bring up other things and say, yeah, what about that over there? It enables them an escape route from having to deal with their support of what they are doing in supporting Trump. Well, who knows what this guy is capable of doing? We do know a few things, though. When people have been convinced of absurdities, history has shown it isn't very difficult to get them to commit atrocities. So we know that for sure. There isn't any kind of cult movement like this over on the left. This is the religious base, the Christian nationalists finding a voice through Donald Trump. These people are not in support of our republic or the Constitution. And it's really amazing to watch this all come down. But the reason they ask that question is to avoid their own support of the evil that Trump is. Another thing is interesting, just to show the intellectual swindles that are involved here and the moral decadence. Someone like Dan Bongino puts the argument of the double standard of justice. So the idea here is that Hillary Clinton and the Bidens and all of these people have committed crimes, or Antifa and Black Lives Matter went around and burned down cities and no one was held to account. Therefore, here's the reasoning here. Because I would say that they're correct on that. There's a lot of legitimacy to those complaints, where we can point and say, look, justice was not served. These people escaped justice, right? The Bidens, the Clintons, the Black Lives Matter, all of that stuff. They escaped justice. And there's legitimacy to that. I'm not saying there isn't. But check out this theory. So how we straighten all that out, how we make the world a better place, how we bring about more justice and more goodness in the world, we then let off then, of course, Trump for his crimes. And all of the people that did crimes on January 6th, we let them off as well. See, this is how we remedy. This is kind of like saying, I mean, if this is what's great about a republic, it's framed around universal principles rather than tribal loyalties. So here's the universal principle. We can take that, the concept, the universal principle, and we can change the characters in the play. We can say bank robbers. We don't have to say any of this political shit. So those bank robbers, somehow they got away. They actually got away with robbing the bank, and they escaped justice. Therefore, what we need to do now is these other bank robbers who got caught, in order to make more justice in the world, we need to let them get away too. That's not how we move towards justice. It's our grandmothers taught us this, two wrongs don't make a right. But it's interesting to hear people like Dan Bongino and Mark Levin and all of these people on the right, Dan Proft, you hear these types of intellectual swindles being tossed out there as they frantically grasp for straws and life rafts as the Trump trial Titanic further sinks into the Atlantic Ocean. Like I said, it's the prosecution is batting 1,000. They have won every single case pertaining to this, including to the one on Friday where that Bell's bondsman down in Georgia, he was one of the 19 co-conspirators, is now cooperating, and he's going to be, looks like, heavily testifying against Sidney Powell. Unless they offer her some sort of misdemeanor, she's probably not going to flip. But it's all coming down. But what's amazing is that everybody knows the election wasn't stolen and that Trump lied. They know this. They just don't care. And that's what makes them anti-American, anti-Republic, and morally decadent, you know. And, you know, there's one more thing I'll throw out there, you know, because this is part of the human condition. This is part of our, you know, in the movie Apocalypse Now, if you remember, Colonel Kurtz was describing the scene that really hit him, where they had went in and inoculated a little village, and the people cut the arms off of the little children. And what he was saying is kind of the same thing I'm asking here, and the same thing that Eric Voglin and a lot of philosophers ask. Jordan Peterson recently had a series on how good people do evil things. But what he had pointed out is that these were not evil people. These were people who had loved ones and children and families, and yet they were able to do such horrific things. So let us keep that in mind as we watch this manifest, and we watch a group of people who normally try to be decent people in their own way are actually celebrating and embracing and rejoicing in political evil.